الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا، رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا، واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا. صدق الله العظيم. With regard to yesterday's subject, there is one hadith also, that is controlling our desires, our lust, etc. There is one hadith: man ashaqa, a person who falls in love. It can happen that a person falls in love with somebody wrongly, with whom he shouldn't. But it just happens, it can happen. ثُمَّ كَتَمَ, but he conceals that. وَعَفَى, and he remains completely pure. He doesn't even make a phone call, he doesn't write a letter, he doesn't let that person know, he doesn't let any person know. He just concealed it. It happened, and it's a great mujahada for that person now. ثُمَّ مَاتَ, مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. And then he dies, he gets the mort of a shaheed. So therefore, if unfortunate this happens to somebody for some reason or the other, he falls in love with somebody which was wrong, it just happened. But then he doesn't do anything, that is in his control. That to fall in love was not in his control. But now to do all the things that follow when a person has fallen in love, that is in his control. And if he makes this jihad of controlling his nafs, which is quite a big jihad, and he doesn't do anything wrong in that whatsoever, he doesn't let anyone know anything whatsoever, that person gets the mort of a shaheed. So this is also a very great reward. Also, where every time Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that our gazes, we want to look. Allah has put that desire. But you don't look, every time you get the sawab of a shaheed. Every time, and you're a living shaheed. The shaheed on the battlefield, he dies one time. But yeah, every time your eyes fall, you wish to look, but you control yourself, you don't look, and you not at all, nothing whatsoever, then you get the sawab of a shaheed. And you're a living shaheed all the time. MashaAllah. Our brother Farooq Patel is here. He asked about his hair. He keeps zulfa, MashaAllah. But when he was by Hazrat, Hazrat explained all should cut their hair. He also went and cut his hair. Then Hazrat told him, Hazrat was referring to the students, but Hazrat was very happy. And when we were there, Hazrat also made every person cut his hair. And as we said, in hair there is beauty. To save yourself from this fitna, that is much more superior and much more better. So therefore, if a person, he makes his form also, he doesn't show that beauty, that handsomeness, then he will get also the reward of a shaheed he will get. And he'll save other people from fitna. And from big fitnas you save the people from. So therefore, may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of what is the best. In Hazrat's Khanqah, repeatedly it is announced, ke is Khanqah mein jo sabse behtar cheez hai, wo batai jaati hai. That in this Khanqah, what is the best, that is being taught here. So we should try, and indeed, in dunya, who doesn't want the best? Everyone wants the best. But it's so much in deen also, try and have everything, what is the best, inshallah. What is the most afzal, the most superior. Further, with regard to dhikrullah, yesterday we explained in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, wadhkur, and repeat. Ismi, the name Rabbik, of your Rabb, which is the name of Allah. A doctor in Holland, a non-Muslim doctor, he didn't know about Islam, he didn't know anything about Islam, the name of Allah, anything. But just from the effect of sounds that what have on a person, sounds have an effect on a person. Like it is quite clear, you hear the gurgling sound of water. You hear the chirping of birds. What effect that has got? You hear a sudden loud bang. You hear the scream of a person. All this has got an effect on a person. So what sounds also have an effect. And there is a particular science in which it is studied that colors also have an effect on a person. And from there, they have also found that the white color has the best effect on a person. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore white clothes. And it comes that give your mayyat kafan in the white clothes. That is called the best clothing. So when we are going to die, we all want white kafan. So when we're living also, wear white clothes. That is the correct thing. And then in that science it has been shown also, and it is questioned that why women very easily snap so easily. And we say they are moody or that they just get cross suddenly. It is because of the bright color clothing that they wear. And more than that, the nail polish, which is bright, red or whatever, the lipstick, which is bright colors, this has an effect on them. And therefore, their moods also just snap so quickly. Because the clothing also has got an effect on a person. So like that, color also has got an effect on a person. And sounds also have an effect on a person. So the sounds, so this doctor in Holland, he by his own studies, and what sounds have an effect on a person, he was a neurologist, a brain surgeon. And he found that people who have got mental problems, depression, and finally mental, they become a mental case, he found that the repetition of the word Allah, it has such a great effect on a person and it soothes him mentally tremendously. And he used to prescribe to his patients to repeat the word Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. And this used to soothe them and many of them used to benefit tremendously and the condition should improve. So therefore, the word Allah. So Allah says, وَذْكُرْ Repeat, إِسْمِ رَبِّكْ The name of your Rabb, which is Allah. Repeat it, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. And this is according to, in the Sufi's terminology, which is not important to know terms and to know the literal form, but it is called Zikre Isme Zat, the dhikr of the name of the being of Allah, Allah's name. Allah's name, Allah, is that all-encompassing name which in it takes all the sifat of the other names of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Sattar, He is Ghaffar, He is Wadud, He is Shakur. All the beautiful names of Allah, the word Allah takes in all those names. And all the other names of Allah Ta'ala, they are not just 99. Allah Ta'ala's names are unlimited. As Allah is unlimited, Allah's names are unlimited. We have been taught a certain amount of names. So these names of Allah, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, Arif Billah, Jazawmullah Khair says that if a person has got a switchboard, something like a switchboard, and there are a whole lot of buttons on there, and whichever button he presses, it's connected with a certain light, different color. A blue light, a green light, a red light. So as he presses here, that rays will start focusing. And that light will go on. So he says all the 99 names, all the names of Allah Ta'ala, they are like on that switchboard. Whichever one you presses, Allah's tajalli of that quality focuses on you. When you read, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, Allah Ta'ala's quality sifat of forgiveness focuses upon you. Therefore, if a person doesn't want to be seen somewhere, and don't do it for najais purposes, then read Ya Baqino, the one who is hidden, and you will be hidden away. If you read Ya Baqino, Ya Baqino, Ya Baqino, you will be hidden away. So whatever name of Allah Ta'ala you read, that quality will focus upon you. So the name of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, this name Allah, these are all for what are called in Tajweed as Huruf Jawfi, which come from inside and which indicate towards sincerity. That taking them out from inside, and this name should come out from inside. And when taking Allah's name, take it also with great love, Allah. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawmullah Khair Arif Billah says that this is the only name of all the names which have been used to describe Allah. Like you have God, you have Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, you have all other names, whatever, Ram, whatever names they use for Allah Ta'ala. But this is the only name in which the Ah of a Banda, when a person is in great distress, in problems, ah, Your pain comes out. It's paining you. You're turning and tossing. Ah, ah. That ah of yours, Allah joined it to His name. Allah joined it to Allah. So take out, when saying Allah's name, take out the ha at the end also. Allah, Allah. That is how a person should say. It is narrated, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this, one person will come on the day of Qiyamah with only sins, full of sins, and he himself will be what is called an iqrari mujrim, a person who admits his guilt, that I'm 100% guilty and I've got no excuse and no justification for my crimes also. Such a person will be brought, Allah Ta'ala will say, go to Jannat. He will be shocked himself, he say, Ya Allah, me and Jannat, where there is no reconciliation. Me and Jannah, there is no question of that at all. Allah Ta'ala will say, you have got one neki to your credit. And when we hear these ahadith, remember also, these refer towards the latter part of the day of Qiyamah. The beginning part will be extremely severe, where people will be taken to task for small, small matters. The latter part will be where everyone, just forgiveness will be more than wholesale also. So this person, Allah will say, go to Jannat. He'll say, Ya Allah, me going to Jannat. Allah will say, your one naked good deed we have got recorded, which you also don't know about. He'll say, Ya Allah, which naked of mine is that? That I don't, I did some good deed and I don't even know about that. Which good deed of mine? Allah Ta'ala will say, you were in very heavy fever, high, high fever. Your whole body was paining. And as you turned and tossed and this ah that came out, it came out like Allah. Because of that you took my name, our Shaykh Damat Barakat, who says that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah ka naam ba barakat hai. This name of Allah is filled with barakat. And this is in the hadith that as long as there is somebody taking the name of Allah, till then Qiyamah won't come. If we have got a bus service from here to Johannesburg, and the capacity of the bus is 50 passengers. And we get our full 50 passengers every day. We'll be going smiling to the bank every day. Because we're getting our maximum returns. Full 50 passengers fare we are getting. If our passengers drop to 45, 40, still it's a profitable business. We have allowed for so much. And we are making profit. But now the passengers drop to 30, we'll still carry on. But now they have come to 15. They have come to some days 10, some days 15, some days 5. We have to close that service. Now it is unpossible. It doesn't pay. That business doesn't pay now. The expenses are more than the income. Now we don't run that service. But Allah will run this whole service of the world. The winds will blow. The rains will come. Food people will get. Everything will happen as long as there is one person who is taking Allah's name. So how barakah, what barakah in Allah's name that the whole services of the world will carry on as long as Allah's name is being taken. Many people out of ignorance, they say that if you make zikr, it's only your own benefit. And you're just sitting in one corner and making zikr. By the zikr of Allah, all the services of the world, the aeroplanes which are flying, the new modern airports that are being made, all the roads and cars, is by the barakat of Allah's name. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, the non-Muslims feel they are advancing in science, they are making new things, and they are service to mankind. The real service to mankind are those Muslims who are making the zikr of Allah. Because by the barakat of Allah's name, this whole world is in existence. If this stops, then all the science can be on their place. They can have all the oil and all the technology, but the whole world will come to an end if there's no one to take the name of Allah. This is that unknown and unseen system of Allah which is working. This is operating the world. This dunya is very below that system. And this is hardly anything. Asbab, Darul Asbab, is nothing compared to the Taqweeni system of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Taqweeni, that system of Allah Ta'ala, which hasn't got to do with halal and haram, jais and najais, which Allah orders and it happens. Which was given to Khadir alayhi salam, who we call Khizr commonly. And we know the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam, that Musa alayhi salam couldn't understand his also. But that is Allah's system, and that is superior to this system. If a person understands that system, many, many things become so clear in the world. And why Muslims seem to be suffering, then they realize they're not suffering at all. Muslims are not created for this world. Muslims are created for Akhirah. And as much as they are suffering and Allah gives them tawfiq of sabr, their Akhirah is being made all the time. But whose eyes are just on the short thing? If there is a party for the final year students, and everyone is thinking of the party, but there's one student who doesn't even go to the party, he's studying. He seems to be suffering, that student. He's got some mental problem, that student. But he is getting much more superior returns than all who are eating the biryani or are gone for the braai or whatever. He is much more further. So the Muslims, Allah has kept them for a much more superior thing, not for the small little things of this dunya. Similarly, with our eyes and the gunas of lust, if a person controls them, it seems like he's losing out. So much of fun, enjoyment all are having. And he's not, but he's going to a much, much more superior thing. So the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has got great, great barakat in it. So we should take Allah's name also. One is Wadat Ah. We should take out the name of Allah. Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. One is like a person who is a new, a revert. He doesn't know Arabic. You tell him to say Allah. Normally you'll say Allah, 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 like that. Now to take Allah's name like that, and taking this name with love and with feeling. Allah's name, you take it out according to the rules of Tajweed also. Normally Allah's name is full mouth, pur. It shows the azmat, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explained that see Allah's name, how it's written. And according to calligraphy, there are rules. You can write Allah's name in different ways according to Arabic language, calligraphy. But it's not permitted. It must be only written like this. And if you see Allah's name, the first alif, Arif Billah, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, that Allah Ta'ala is the King of Kings. Malikul Mulk. Qul Allahumma Malikul Mulk. Allah is the king of all the kings. So for every king, they have got their flags which fly. So you find the first alif is like the pole of the flag. And if you see right at the top of that alif, there is that small flag that is made. So it is the flag of Allah's kingdom that is flying. And then you see the two lambs there which are joined in that way. Right? That is like the crown of a king. And then on top of that, the tashdeed is another crown. Because Allah is King of Kings. Allah has got a double crown. So therefore, and so Allah, who is so great, His flag is flying so high. He is that King who has got a double crown. He is really so great? Yes, He is the only one who. There is no one else but only Him. There is Tawheed now. That was azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah. Now this is Tawheed, that there is nobody like Laysa Kamithlihi Shay. Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. He is the one. He has got no one who is anywhere near Him. And then the Kara Zabar on top of the Tashdeed. That is the explanation. Yes, be aware. He is that great being. He is the only one who is so great. So with all this marifat, a person take Allah's name. And how that I'm taking Allah's name, by the barakat of this name, all the services of the world are carrying on. And also this is the starting point where all the services. And the end point is 100% deen is not alive in my life, but in the whole world deen comes alive, in the whole area. And deen is not only ibadat, it's not only the islah of a person. Deen is our whole economic system is running according to Sharia. Deen is that our whole judiciary is running according to Islamic system. Deen is that our whole political system is running according to Islamic system. Deen is that all our social and welfare work is according to Islam. Every department of Islam. So that we have to bring. So when deen is to that extent alive, then see the barakat in the world. Then a grape is the size of a watermelon. How big? Allah gives all this barakat. In the fruit you see this barakat. In the harvest you see this barakat. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Rains only fall at night. At night, whole day people do their work. No rain. And when they are sleeping, all are in their houses, then the rain starts falling. And in the whole lands are all the given the rain. This is when Islam, when it comes to that level. So we hardly are worried of our Islam. I'm not right myself also. I have to be worried of myself being right, of everyone else also coming right. And not only what we call religion, deen, but a whole way of life must become correct. So it starts off with the word Allah, with Allah, to know Allah Ta'ala. So a person, as much as he knows Allah, the forgiveness, the kindness of Allah, and he takes the name of Allah. And therefore, as I had explained, you need lot of strength for zikr. To concentrate, if you are weak, many times in Roza, later part of the day, later part of Ramzan, you're feeling the weakness, you say, I can't concentrate. If you didn't eat, you didn't have your breakfast, you missed a meal, and you can't concentrate. Even your dunya's work, you can't concentrate. Even on driving, you can't concentrate. And many people think that zikr, tilawat, etc., dua, is like a faltu thing. It's just like an unimportant thing, one thing in life. For that, you need lot of power, physical power. Spiritual is different. But you need lot of physical strength and power also. Then you can make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Many people choose the time of zikr when they are half sleepy. Which is now when they're going to make zikr, they're going to be sleeping. They choose a time when they are hungry. Now you are more worried of your stomach. You need a time when you are at your peak, when you can deliver your best. That is the time for your zikr, and that is the time for your deen. But unfortunately, in time also, the best of our time, we give it for dunya. And our children, now alhamdulillah, to quite an extent it has changed, and in the world it's changing. But previously it was, of all the children that are the world, the weakest, and the one who is retarded, that person, make him maulana. And the other one, no, he can become a doctor. He can become a wakil. He can become a lawyer. But this one here who is like useless, can't do anything, make him a maulana. So if you're giving your raw material for maulana like that, then what maulanas are you going to get in return? You should give your best brains for deen. The child which is the most brightest, the most intelligent, they make him an alim. Then see what are the things. So many people ask today, there aren't such maulanas. Today when we gave our raw material, that raw material, so what we going to get in return also? If you give the best, you will get the best also. So for the time of zikr, the time of tilawat also, therefore normally it is, what is the best time? Tahajjud, fajr time. But when is fajr and tahajjud time the best? When you sleep immediately after Isha. But when you're going to sleep at 1 o'clock and you just can't get up, somehow or the other you force yourself up. And when you're going in the toilet also, your legs are falling this side and that side, and you are with your one eye closed, the other eye half closed, and you are now making wuzu, and now you're going to make your tahajjud, you don't know what surah to read also. Even in alhamdulillah you are getting stuck. And you don't know what surah to read. Now what zikr are you going to make? And what dua are you going to make? Duas, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Qamar al-Zama Sahib says, and this is of course a reality which is quite evident, that when we read the duas of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether they in the kitabs of hadith, in Munajat Maqbul, in Hizbul Azam, wherever those duas, you have to get convinced. Nobody could have made such duas but a Nabi of Allah. A man who had such foresight, who had such contact with Allah, whose eyes were on the akhirat, on the whole of dunya. What dunya thinks Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What thinks of akhirat? Every aspect. And what jami, concise dua, short, but everything contained in those duas. Now when you make your own duas, to make dua also, ad-deenu ala qadri al-uqul. Deen is also according to the brains of a person. Otherwise our condition becomes like that couple who were given 3 duas. That whatever dua you ask, it will be accepted. Women have a tendency of being too much in a hurry, jaldbaz. So immediately the woman asked for a paloni. And a paloni came in the plate. And man's big problem is they become too angry immediately. So the man lost his temper, and in his temper he said, may the paloni get stuck on your nose. So the second dua is gone, and the paloni gone, and it got stuck on the wife's nose now. Now what? Now people come to their senses. Now do you think now they want to make istikhara, and now they want to make mashura, and now they want to go and ask people for advice and all that. But now after a lot of deliberation, what was the last thing? Only thing that now the third dua, the paloni must come back in the plate. Now what they were, the paloni hardly had any taste. It went and it got stuck in the throat also. We had three duas, we could change the condition of the world, forget our own condition. And now all the three duas just went in one paloni. So duas also, a person needs intelligence when he wants to make his duas. Make the duas of Hizbul Azam, of Munajat-e Maqbool, and have some time for our own dua also. What our things are, what our desires are, ask that and make them. Not only dunya's things are by the way, they are not the important thing. Make the dua for our Islam, for ta'alluq with Allah, for akhirat. If a person gets Allah, he has got dunya, he has got everything. When you get Allah, what one, Mahmud Ghaznavi, his choice, favorite slave, Ayaz, and all the other courtiers, the people in the court, you were very jealous of Ayaz, that Ayaz, the king, loves him and gives him so much of privileges and favors him so much. So they complained. So he told them one day, I'll show you why I love Ayaz so much. There are so many wonderful incidents of great lesson in his life. So on this occasion, the king had gathered all the people in his court and all the valuable, precious stones he had displayed them. Diamonds, silver, etc., or diamonds, rubies, pearls, whatever, all the things. And he told them, he called all his chief ministers, the main people. He told them, break this most worthy diamond here, this most worthy pearl. They said, how can we? The king is testing us. He wants to see us whether we'll break it. They refused. Finally, when all refused, he told Ayaz, you break it. He went immediately, he broke it. All of them, a huge uproar, that how could you break this diamond, the most valuable thing in the court, so valuable. Then Ayaz asked, whose command is more greater, which is more valuable, the diamond or the command of the king? Then the king said, you see, this is his value, that he doesn't look at these things here, we look at material things, the command of Allah. One command of Allah, if we can realize the value of Allah Ta'ala's command. When we want to see a woman, she's Allah made her. Allah put that attraction and that desire in us. But look at Allah's command. Allah's command is more greater. You can have ₹1,000,000, $1,000,000, pounds on one side. But Allah's command on the other side, Allah's command is more greater. Those who can realize this, they will easily be able to forgo big, big temptations of this dunya, that Allah's command is the greatest. Allah's command is so great. So therefore, to realize the value of the command of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. What did I say? So this was one thing. Another thing is that the king, he told that you can take today whatever you want to in the court, and all rushed to take. But Mahmud stood still, he didn't move. Then the king said, Mahmud, what's wrong with you? You not taking anything? He told the king, repeat your order. What is your order? He said, my order is that whatever you take today is yours. Then he stepped forward and he put his hand on the king. So he said, if you are mine, everything. And what the king had put out was one fraction of all his treasures, what he had. And all were rushing for all those things. And he put his hand on the king. If you are mine, all the whole treasury which is still full, all the, agar ek tu mera, to sab mera. If you are mine, O Allah, the whole world is mine. Zameen meri, asma mera. The earth is mine, the heavens. Agar ek tu nahi mera. If you are not mine, koi shay nahi meri. Then there is nothing which is mine. So to find Allah. So when making dua, a person needs that intelligence. And he needs that strength that he can make that dua. And when making dua, it's not reading a book. And it's not making dua and you're putting your hands or closing your mouth as though you are smoking something which you shouldn't be smoking or something. Or that while making dua, you winking an eye with somebody also. And you smiling with somebody this side. This is not called dua. A dua of mukhul ibadah. One explanation of mukhul ibadah is that, what is mukh? Marrow. It is right in the bone. And today ask doctors how important that bone marrow is. If that bone marrow forget, if you just got little deficiency, what a person goes through. So dua is the actual marrow. It is the inside. And to get to the marrow, and the value of that marrow, how great is it? This is what dua is. Dua is not just that a formality. We just lifted our hand many times. The imam also in a sing song, and that people love more. And 27 night and all other occasions, Khatmi Quran, and he is also juming and is making dua, and the people also all going and nice, all sing song business they are carrying on. Everyone enjoy. Oh, today we made a lovely dua. But what is dua? When your heart, you put it, take it out of your mouth, you put your heart in the plate. So for that you need lot of strength. And so the same thing with zikrullah also. Zikrullah also, the nice chorus zikr, and you have little bit music also inside, qawwali, and that also carries on. How everyone enjoys all that zikr. But what is that zikr also? When you take your, when from your heart that zikr comes out. That is what is called zikr. This is what is called dua. Many people say that I'm making dua, my dua is not accepted. We hardly made dua. We hardly know what is dua still. Dua is a special whole subject on its own, and we have to know what is dua. And then ask Allah and see how can't Allah Ta'ala accept from us. Otherwise we'll become like Mullah Nasiruddin. He had some need in his life. He went to a big masjid every day making dua, so long his dua was not being fulfilled. Then somebody told him, why don't you go to this little takya, small masjid, just a platform, hardly walls or anything, just a platform. But it's a masjid, niyat is made, it's a masjid. He went there, said straight away his dua got accepted. So he came to the masjid, he said, shame on you, so big you couldn't fulfill my need. That small masjid, yeah, that fulfilled my need. So what is the poor masjid got to do with his dua? It is how we make our dua. The essence and the reality of dua also we have to. So zikrullah also. So taking Allah's name also. And when taking Allah's name, how much a person had ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And with ma'rifat, the azmat, the greatness of Allah. Then a person, and with this greatness, automatically for dhikr, wuzu is not necessary. But when you'll have the azmat of Allah, it will be just impossible that you can take the name of Allah without wuzu. It's not masala, but it will be your own nature. My family, Appa, when they were small children, they were going to Durban, and there were people who believed in Sufism. The wrong beliefs, otherwise Sufi, they were great people, pious people they were. So my family, Appa, she said something about that other young, small girl, so they were nabalikhstal. She said, you got wuzu. You can't take Sufi Sahib's name without wuzu. When that azmat comes, then automatically you will say this. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib Dhulyawi of Turkeshar, he should never go and meet his sheikh without taking ghusl and making wuzu. He would only go to his sheikh when he had wuzu. So how lot of azmat a person has got. So to take Allah's name, it's jais, masala, fiqh masala is jais without wuzu. But when you got Allah's azmat, you won't be able to take Allah's name without wuzu. You'll take so that azmat which is in the heart, which is more. And when you have made wuzu of the heart, you have purified your heart. And now you take Allah's name. So zikr is very, very, very important. And we must learn how to make zikr. We all who are here, this majma, we all make zikr. But let us learn how to make zikr also properly. So Allah Ta'ala says, repeat, ismi rabbik, the name of your Rabb. And when you are taking Allah's name, then meditate and think of this greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Also, with making the zikr of Allah, Allah, then think that is why it is wajib to say on the first name of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. It is wajib. When you take Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the first time, it's wajib to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Allah's Nabi. He's the creation, makhluk of Allah. Allah himself, Allah is so great. So how much more isn't it necessary to say words of the honor of Allah Ta'ala when we take Allah's name at least the first time. So therefore, when making dhikr, the first time at least say, Jalla Jalaluhu, Ta'ala Shanu. Therefore, we find our buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, they'll never say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. With the name of Allah Ta'ala, great. Oh Allah, you are great. So much that huduri of Allah had come that they couldn't just take even every time Allah's name, just Allah. They would take it like that. And if you have, then listen to the cassette of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's zikr. Listen to our Shaykh zikr. There may be some people who heard our Shaykh zikr live many times at the beginning. And Hadrat also towards the end when Hadrat used to come here, which is a long time. Hadrat said, now I don't have the strength to make that zikr. For zikr, it's not just that you make it. You make your one zikr. But you need strength to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. To make it in the form that it has to be made, save your strength. Therefore, as we said, our Shaykh says, don't make your halal wife also halal all the time. And therefore, you see our mashayikh, they eat very good, healthy food. Badam they eat. All this rich food. But they don't use it for just even in halal ways. They use it, they need that strength for zikrullah. They need that strength for tilawat of Quran Sharif. They need that strength to make du'as. Therefore, many people have objection. Hadrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was also the Khalifa of Hadrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. One time somebody, his murid, he brought his friend, he says, come, he's a great buzur. So he said, yeah, I heard buzurgs, their duas and their piety and their sohbat, their company is very good. So he was talking a lot of his sheikh, that my sheikh is like this, my sheikh is like that. He came with him. When he came, he saw Hazrat eating all badam, pista, all this rich, healthy food. So he said that, oh, I thought Allah wala, they eat dry roti, dry bread and water. But this, the king also doesn't have food like this. And he says that how much I had bad thoughts about buzurgs, even worse I'm gone now. That these people, what they got? Therefore, the buzurgs, their sleep, how important. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the sleep of an alim is more worthier, more better than the ibadat of an abid. Why is this? Our Shaykh explained to us, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali explained, that if you a keeper, you got a carpenter to do some work for you. Now he has worked, now his saw became blunt while working for you. Now he starts sharpening his saw. And you go and sit there and you calculate the time. This time you're spending in sharpening your saw, I'm not paying you for that. This is not my work, that is your work. So he'll say, okay, then don't pay me and I won't sharpen my saw also. Then I won't be able to do any of your work also. So he's sharpening his saw to do your work. To give that fine edge to your work and to give you a better product and a better result. That's why he's sharpening his saw. So the alim who sleeps, if he's an alim, alim e-rabbani, he doesn't sleep for the fun of it. The ibadat of our buzurgs, Allahu Akbar. So he sleeps also in order to do Allah's work. I have to go and make bayan. If I'm going to be sleepy, then what I'll be talking? I'll go and talk something else while I'm sleeping. I won't be able, you can't think, you don't remember things also. You can't present the best subject because you are sleepy. You have to go and give dars to the students. You don't eat badam, you don't sleep, you don't do anything. Your brains are weak, you didn't make mutala properly. How are you going to teach the students properly? Any work, tilawat, you need that strength also. If we can understand. And this that our buzurgs use it, one time, one person had some court matter and he wanted the favor, the judgment in his favor naturally. So somebody told him, go to the certain buzurg, he stays on the bank of the river, tell him to make dua. But when you go to him first, he'll chase you away. And he will tell you, what you coming to me? I'm just a useless, I'm a shepherd here. I don't know anything. Don't be overtaken by that. You persist that he must make dua for you. So he went, he told him that I want this case here. So he told him, okay, you make your dua, but you make dua by the barakat of that buzurg who never ate food. And in the name of a barakat of that buzurg who never slept with his wife. And then you make your dua, Allah will accept your dua, whatever you want to. He went, he made his dua, he went away. The wife came, she told him, to the husband, to the buzurg. She says that, what a big liar you are. Whether, if you say you never ate food till today, then your big stomach, that is, you sought death out. But this that you put tohmat on me, you falsely accuse me, you say in a man who never slept with his wife, then all these children from where they came? So they are all illegitimate children. You are putting tohmat on me. Then he explained that all what I did, I ate also whatever I ate. And when I slept with you also, it wasn't for my desire, according to the command of Allah. So I didn't do it, I did it for Allah's pleasure. So it wasn't for my enjoyment. In that barakat, that person's work and how many people's work got done. So this, a person who reaches to that stage, that our ikhlas comes to that level, that we don't even eat anything for our pleasure. So buzurgs who eat also good food. Today we eat all junk food. Even in our houses, how much we prepare junk food, healthy food, how important it is to have healthy food. Very, very important. Healthy, wholesome food, and on which other people's nazar didn't fall. So important. Then a person, which Allah commanded the Anbiya alayhi salam, Ya ayyuhar rusul, oh rasuls, plural, kulu min at-tayyibat. For halal is foregone conclusion. But for you, you have to eat tayyibat, healthy, wholesome, no doubt in that food. The natural effect of it, wa amalu saliha, tafsiriya, wow. That what you will do, the effect of that is you're going to make amal salih. So therefore, it is very necessary that we have to see to our food is also correct. In order to make zikrullah, what is called zikrullah, not just a formality. That is why some people say there are no khankas, which our sheikh say, khamakha, that there isn't reality of it. This has to come into us. That our food also is correct. We have that strength and we take Allah's name. And to think of Allah, really you try it yourself. Any person who makes zikr with muraqabah, and the day you are feeling a bit weak, you slept very late, or you, for any other reason, flu you got, you will see you can't concentrate. So still make your zikr. It will be an empty capsule. And the empty capsule is also very valuable indeed. In deen, like that, if a person reads tasbih, shaitan, how terrible, how bad. Qarun, Haman, how bad. But the same names he takes in the Quran Sharif. Then for every letter, 10 sawabs minimum. To take shaitan's name when you're in the Quran Sharif. For every letter you take Qarun's name. For every letter, 10 sawabs you are getting. Because now it is so, zikrullah, even empty, has got great, great value. Many, many murids complain, I can't concentrate in my zikr. I just can't think, I lose my concentration. All our buzurg say, carry on with your zikr. Make shukr that at least one part of your body, your tongue, is in the zikr of Allah. Which means also, what does it mean? That every part of your body must be in zikr. Like ulama have explained, that when a person satisfies himself sexually, then what he has to do? Go and take ghusl. Then ghusl will not be made until every hair of the body became wet. You washed every part of the body. The rest of the body, what did that have to do with your relationship? Only one part of the body was used. You just washed that one body part, it should have been sufficient. Why the whole body? Because the whole body got a share in that. That enjoyment, and not only the enjoyment, the whole body, the physical effort of the whole body was involved in there. Therefore, every part again must become purified so you are able to be presentable in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So in the same way here also, when you make zikr, every part of your body must be engaged also. Then you all get that whole benefit of that zikrullah. So for that we need, one is the marifat, how much we know Allah Ta'ala. And we take Allah's name and concentrating on that. And we devote ourselves on that. Then we will be able to take Allah's name in the true sense. And that is then Ismi Azam. Every time you will say Allah, you'll know that there is nobody. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. That مُضْطَر is that person, a person who has lost hope in everything. No hope from any side. Nobody can help him. Allah says, who answers his dua? It is only Allah. When you're in that condition and you call upon Allah, you know that there is nobody who can help me. Only Allah can help me. Nobody and nothing can help me. Only Allah can help me. In that condition you'd make Allah, Allah, Allah. So how lot of your brain has to be applied in that. And for that your whole body. So zikr of Allah Ta'ala has to be made like that when a person devotes himself like that. So they make the zikr and 100 times Allahu Akbar. Please, for myself, I beg all of us, our zikr for this time, we plastic models have been made so little. Otherwise, the minimum zikr by mashayikh was 120,000 times a day. I became ba'at to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, in 1969, when I went the first time to say, how long is that? Not so long ago. Hazrat prescribed four tasbihs, or each one 300 times. La ilaha illallah, 300 times. Third kalima, 300 times. Durood Sharif, 300 times. Istighfar, 300 times. And that is when you became ba'at. That was your dhikr. And you have to make zikr, or jahri zikr, which we make, which is called bara tasbih. It's 13 tasbihat, but it's called bara. That means 1300 times, 200 times, la ilaha illallah, 400 times, Allahu Allah, 200 times, illallah, illallah, 200 times, Allah, Allah, like that. 1300 completed. Minimum it will take you is half an hour. When Hazrat gave me that zikr, so I said, now I don't have to make that zikr. As I say, what you are talking? This is extra. This is not, now he's going to substitute that. And 300 times La ilallah, 300 times Subhanallah, 300 times Durood Sharif, 300 times Istighfar. How lot will time that will take? So this is now lately, this amount of zikr. And today it has been made so easy. How many of our friends say we can't manage 100 times? 100 times it takes you 3-4 minutes of La ilaha illallah. Allah will take you about a minute, 2 minutes only. It doesn't take any long. If you're not in that, you haven't got the time, leave the ash'ar out. The ash'ar are only stimulants. They not the zikr. Zikr, the barakat which is in La ilaha illallah. The formation of those words, that formula, there is no mathematical formula, no scientific formula, wallah, that can equal the formula of La ilaha illallah. What a formula Allah Ta'ala has given us. Let us appreciate what this great formula is. So even just and more brief than La ilaha illallah is Allah. What a word Allah has given us. But what things you can solve. How many other things there are? You put it in front of a grade one child and you say this will work wonders for you. What does the child know? Logarithms. All the logs. That book, you put it in front of a little child, that you must check all these logs and you can work out what and what with it. What will the poor little child know? Like that, in front of us, if Allah is put, and we don't know who is Allah. What is the formula of Allah? It is also just like that. It is a book that with pictures in it or something like that. But come to know who is Allah. Then make the zikr of Allah. And then see for yourself what nur you get in one gathering. Then automatically, which Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali said, Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. When I took the name of Allah, that is now the barakat of the khanka. I don't know if you people feel it, but by Allah's fazal, for the past few, you just put your one step in the masjid and it's a different environment here. It's all your pearls, the barakat, the etikaf, the ibadat which is carrying on. In Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's khanka, one time, somebody saw a dream that Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and gave every mu'taqif, he was giving them an envelope. They said this dream to Hazrat Shaykh. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, it's nothing of mine, it's you people. Your sitting, your ibadat, your dhikr, your du'as, etc. You create that environment. So this environment which is here, so when you take Allah's name, when you have now realized, and this is the barakat in the khanqah, where this carries on and this effort is made, and you take Allah's name there, it's a different thing from where you take your name, the name of Allah in a place where which is full of sun. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, I left to go to the jungles. Because in the jungles, compared to the cities, hardly any guna takes place in the jungle. Hardly there is anyone, nobody commits gunas there. But in the cities, how lot gunas? So that environment, what a different. So when Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali made Allah zikr in the khanka of Thana Bowen, well, how lot Allah zikr used to be made all the time. And then he says, then what did he say? Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. I just took the name of Allah and I went in a trance. Nasha, like a person who's gone drunk. But when we use the word drunk, it's in a derogative, negative meaning. A person who goes in a trance. Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein ta'athir e dor e jam hai. In the zikr of Allah, there is the effect, like the people who, when they're sitting friends together in a tavern, in a bar, drinking, and they give the bottle and they're pouring into the glasses and how they enjoy their drinks at that. What they know what is enjoyment compared to that person who takes the name of Allah Ta'ala. So when we make zikrullah in this kaifiyat, many a person who doesn't even have now, he doesn't have any more feeling to come majlis khanqa, he hasn't got time for his sheikh. Sheikh is not important also. Why? Because now our direction is not towards Allah. So then you don't need the sheikh in your life. Then you need other people. But if you are going in that direction, now the sheikh will be important. So when Allah is the object in our life, then you will see automatically how much you will keep contact with your sheikh. Because the sheikh is going to be the outward means of your contact to Allah Ta'ala. So zikrullah, how much you make Allah Ta'ala's your object. And you're making zikr now, and regularly, and you're taking Allah Ta'ala's name with the marifat of Allah. And as you make the zikr, whatever you repeat all the time, from one side, your yaqeen grows. Whatever, today it's a common thing, I lie, speak the lie so much that it becomes a truth. So this is not a lie that you have to make a truth. La ilaha illallah is a truth, is a reality. See, to your heart, which is a liar, which is saying that my money does things, my shop does things, my medicine does things, that la ilaha illallah will make your heart become true also. The more even you repeat lie, the beginning stage, which in the jamaat all the time, were the first point, da'wat of iman. That is the beginning stage, that your iman will be corrected. When you make your dhikr properly, one sitting, and if you made it properly, and therefore the khanqa and the sheikh sohbat and the talks of the sheikh are so important that you come to realize what is the zikr. Zikr is not just a simple thing. And now the first thing, the very rock bottom, the foundation is your iman will be corrected. The more you will repeat, and you do it with this concentration, much more quicker, much more effectively. Without it also, but it will take you a long time. The effect of la ilaha illallah, without concentration, without knowing the meaning, after all, Quran Sharif, what the effect it has. And more than that, understand so clearly, when a Muslim child is born, a child in a Muslim home, what is the first thing we have to do? Give azan and takbir. Now the child who is a Gujarati child, the child who is a Zulu child, what has that child got to do with Arabic language or with azan? What is, and a little child who's just born now, what does the poor child know what is happening in the world? And you giving azan in its ear, Allah has commanded. Why? Allah knows that azan, that words of azan, just the words which the child has got no idea what intellect has the child gone to, which is just born. What has the child got? Nothing. But that words of azan in Arabic, the effect of it is da'wat, which after azan the dua is Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. That this da'wati tamma is going right into the bones, the marrow, the blood, the veins, the head, every part of the child. The da'wati tamma is going into the child. So just like that, Quran Sharif, without meaning you read it, it's got effect. Zikr, you don't know the meaning. No concentration. Sometimes we say that no benefit. Doesn't mean no benefit. It means compared to the proper benefit, there is no benefit. But zikr, even without any concentration, you don't know what is zikr. But just repeating Allah, Allah, Allah is going to have a great, great, great effect on a person. And when you do it with marifat, that is afzal maal. In our Shaykh's khanqa, afzal maal becha jata hai. The best goods are sold. So that zikr, with that full concentration and devotion, then see what effect that zikr has got. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with Allah's marifat, Allah's muhabbat. And this month was for that purpose, to find Allah. And when Allah is in the heart, that zikr will never come from the tongue, it will come from the heart. And the zikr that comes from the heart, then see what is that zikr. And then see that it will be impossible for you to stay away without zikr. Now it's almost impossible to make zikr. I just don't get time for zikr or anything. But when you'll have the zikr, when I came from, I spent my time with Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali in the Khanqa. Came to South Africa, we got busy, we were all in dini work, alhamdulillah, but still we got involved in all our activities. I wrote to Hazrat, I'm not finding time for zikr. What was Hazrat's reply? He says, that excuse of yours, I will accept that you haven't got time for zikr, when you tell me you haven't got time to eat your food also. As we need food for the body, the soul needs food. That is also food. And that food, if there is no soul, there is no body. You'll die. They'll go and bury you after that. So your soul is more important. So the food for the soul is more important. So that if you haven't got time for your body food, then you can say, I haven't got now time for my soul's food. So this is just an excuse. When a person has found what zikr is, he won't be able to sleep without zikr. How sleepy he can feel, but he'll have to take even a few times. It will be his life. Like blood is life, oxygen is life. Zikr will become his life when we know what zikr is. May Allah bless us with these realities and let us make zikr in the true sense, dua in the true sense, tilawat in the true sense. Then we'll see the value of namaz. We don't want to make all those efforts. We just want namaz to become full of concentration and enjoyable. No, you have to do all that. You don't want to buy salt. You don't want to get sour milk. You don't want to get ghee. You want your biryani to be made. First you have to do all that. Then put all the ingredients in the right way, proper. Steam your biryani proper. And the steam alone will make the people already, how their mouths will water. So in the same way, get all the things ready and then see what biryani in your namaz will come out. Then see in your deen what biryani will come out and what aroma of it will go out. May Allah give us all tawfiq.